Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Huge game tonight for the Minnesota Lynx against the New York Liberty. Looking for a WNBA championship, Carly Knox is the Vice President of Business Operations for the Minnesota Lynx. She joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Carly, good morning. Thank you for taking some time for us on a busy, busy day.
Absolutely. I love that song.
Carly,
throwback song.
It is a good throwback song, and actually, that's where I want to start. I want to throw this back because I was trying to remember some of those earlier championship years, and I always remember in Atlanta when you won the title there, and I'm thinking about the games that were both here and in Atlanta, and I'm thinking about the crowds that were both here in Atlanta. Correct me if I'm not remembering correctly. I don't remember you selling out every game at home and having monster crowds on the road in Atlanta like there are this year here and in Brooklyn. Is that right? I mean, are the crowds bigger? I mean, this place is every time you see the Target Center, it's just packed to the hilt with Lynx fans.
Yeah. So obviously incredible time in women's athletics as a whole. But I will say, during our dynasty, you know, during those finals runs, we were selling out Target Center.
Okay, good.
So we kind of paved the way in this movement for these type of historic crowds, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger. And you know, the excitement and ticket sales and corporate partnerships and President Circle memberships. I mean, it's been such an exciting time. So the movement has been coming for a long time, but I definitely call it an inflection point in the movement.
And quite honestly, Carly, the simple answer for a lot of people is, well, look at what came to the WNBA this year and the big feed into the entire group of all the different teams. Do you see that, or do you see even more so that it's not just one person, it's just that women's basketball has become a much bigger and much better attended sport?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just women's basketball. This movement is having inflection points across all of women's professional athletics, whether it's in the NWSL or in women's professional hockey, et cetera, et cetera. Like, and they don't have one, you know, player, two players that people like to focus on. There have been many, many people and many women of color that have paved the way for this league for a long time. And again, going back to our dynasty days, we were selling out arenas during those playoff runs. So and that was long before these young rookies were a part of it. And absolutely. You know, it's been an inflection point, and they have been a part of it for sure. But it's not due to one or two players, you know.
Mm-hmm. Carly Knox joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This series with New York has been incredible. I mean, how many games could you imagine that come down to the final minutes like they have? As your fan base grows and gets excited about this, are you all feeling, or I guess I should say, how do you not take that tension? Because, I mean, you have a business to run, obviously, and basketball players have basketball to play. But when the series is so close like it is, there's a tension there. I mean, you can cut it with a knife every time you get in there.
I know. I kept saying, everyone's like, how are you feeling before the last game? Incredibly excited, but also felt like I wanted to throw up at the same time. And that's how I felt this entire series. It's just been so intense and so closely matched. But, you know, people, again, have been doubting the Minnesota Lynx this entire year. And, you know, often doubt the Lynx, you know, and we were media predicted that we would be ninth in the WNBA. And here we are in a game five of the WNBA finals and about to, you know, knock on wood, potentially win a championship. And so we're going to let the doubters doubt and the haters hate, and we're going to play Lynx basketball and do our thing.
And for the record, we were not doubters. I want every week we say the same thing. Cheryl Reeves, the best dang coach of any basketball I've ever seen. That's just my opinion, but I've always stuck with it.
And the amazing thing, we'll
keep her.
She's been great, and you guys as a team have been absolutely incredible. I want to go back to game three where Breonna Stewart dropped 30 points on us. They beat us. But the next game, game four, she really struggled. Was it something that they did? Did coach them all up? The fact that they held Stewart, she was 5 of 21. This is a whole different game than game three and when we got to game four. And then all the work that Kayla McBride put in there as well, stepping up, and she was deadly from 3-point.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've had one of the best defenses all season long. Unfortunately, but fortunately, these teams are incredibly evenly matched. So it's, you know, do you let one player go off and try to make sure you kind of, you know, rein in any other players on the New York Liberty? But again, that game was so close. It came down in, you know, game three to a last second, super far out three, and that's how they won. So, you know, these guys are going to give absolutely everything they have. This team is so incredibly special. I keep talking about, you know, how they have each other's back, how much fun they have with each other. You know, they're just really good, kind, humble people that put team above, you know, individual accolades. And, you know, everyone keeps saying, oh, New York is a super team, and that we are a super team, that, you know, our chemistry and the way we have our backs. And I keep calling it joyful basketball. And so, you know, fingers crossed and knocking on all the wood. We call this knock on wood season, that, you know, what has made us so good all season long lifts us to a WNBA championship tonight.
Well, we want the WNBA championship tonight, yeah. Carly. But regardless of what happens, this series has been so great for the WNBA. And as this season has gone, the last few seasons, I mean, we're seeing higher attendance numbers, higher TV ratings, bigger media deals.
Yeah.
Where is the next point of the glass ceiling to be broken in your mind for the WNBA? Where is this league going that we haven't seen it go yet in your mind?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, expansion is the next step, and, you know, everybody knows we have the Valkyrie coming in, Toronto after that, Portland, they're looking at another team after that. And so I think expanding our national footprint, you know, and really just kind of widening our audience. And then obviously, you know, larger TV deal coming, eventually, you know, new CBA and paying the players more and, you know, bigger partnerships, more season ticket memberships. Like, for us, we already renewed at over 93% of our season ticket member base. Revenue-wise, and we've already hit our first target for 2025 already this year through playoffs. So the growth is just going to keep skyrocketing, and people are watching. People care. It's the it spot to be in watching these games. And like you said, record-breaking viewership, record-breaking crowds. We had, you know, our largest crowd on Wednesday night in the history of our franchise. And it's just an incredibly exciting time for all the women's athletics. And I'm just proud of what we built here with the Minnesota Lynx, the 20 years in the WNBA that I've been able to experience so far, and it's just really, really, really fun to see.
Well, congratulations on what you've done so far. Congratulations on the franchise, and go get that WNBA title tonight. We want that thing.
Let's
back.
Let's go!
Home. Let's go.
We're ready,
thank
Carly.
You. Carly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
All right, Carly Knox, the president of business operations for the Minnesota Lynx. Again, Lynx. And the New York Liberty Game 5 this evening from Brooklyn.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.